Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sech des Vachim, Perik Dalet Mishnah Vav. L'shem Shisha Dvarim, you have to have your mind set straight in regard to six things. When it comes to shechting a carbon, in other words, L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach. The focus has to be on six things, six proper intentions when you shecht a carbon. That's how a carbon should be shechted. Number one, L'shem Zevach. If it's a Shlamim, then remember you're shechting a carbon Shlamim. L'shem Zoveach, that's the second thing. Have in mind, for the sake of the person bringing the carbon, its owner, not for someone else. L'shem Hashem, this is number three, for the sake of Hashem. In the Gemara, the Lashon is L'shem Misha Amar V'Hoy Ha'olam. Shechting the carbon for Hashem, the one who said there should be a world. Some say yes to think about the Shem HaMiyuchad, the Shem Havaya, Yotke Vavke, which really means that Hashem created the world, that He gives the world life and existence. That's who I'm shechting the carbon for. L'shem Ishim, that's number four, for the sake of the fires of the Mizbeach. In other words, that the fire should completely burn the parts of the carbon that are put on the Mizbeach. You shouldn't stop think that you're going to roast these parts on the Mizbeach and then remove them before they're completely burnt. Number five, L'shem Reach, for the sake, literally, of an aroma. What does this mean? An aroma is like a smell. There has to be a kavan of burning the Amrim and the meat of the Oila in a way that produces this special geshmaka smell. In other words, you shouldn't roast the Amrim outside of the Mizbeach and then bring them up and be makdud on the Esh. You're not going to have the Reach, explains the Batanur. And finally, number six, L'shem Nechayach, for the sake of pleasure of Hashem. It says about Tanura Nachas Ruach LaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'oma V'Nasa Ritzayinai, that we're listening to Him. That's the greatest Nachas Ruach that Hashem has, when we listen to Him, especially when it's hard to listen to Him. That's the Indian of a carbon. You don't look at something you're not supposed to look at because you're listening to Hashem. That's also a kind of a carbon. There is nothing that gives Hashem more pleasure than when we listen to Him. You want to talk by davening, you hold yourself back, whatever it is. That's hard for you to do, and you do it for the sake of Hashem. That's like a carbon. And that's what it means, L'shem Nechayach. You want to make Hashem happy. There's no greater act of love that a child can do for his father than doing something because I know this is going to make my parents happy. Vayitra says the Mishnah, V'achatos v'ha'asham, when it comes to a case of a carbon chatos or asham, which are brought for chatoim, then L'shem Chet. You have to have in mind, for the sake of that specific aveda for which the carbon is being brought on the Mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Yaisi said, what happens if a person shechting the carbon didn't have in mind that it should be for the sake of any of these things? It's still kosher. Af mi, even someone, shalei haya b'libei l'shem echad mikol elu, he didn't have in mind any of these things, that he was supposed to kosher the carbon as kosher, as long as he didn't have a kavana that would passel it. So tanai bezn, because this is a takana of bezn, she'ena machshava heleches, that the machshava, to kasher or passel a carbon, does not go ela achar ha'oived, only after the person doing the avoida, meaning the kayan, not the bailam. So if, let's say, the kayan says shaloi l'shma, even if the bailam say l'shma, it doesn't help. It's not totally in the bailam. So what is the Mishnah trying to say here with these last words? So some explain it this way. Chazal were mesaken, that the one who's shechting, or the one who's doing the avoida with the dam, should not have a beferish or kavana for this person. Just shecht plain. And we understand that it goes for the right thing. Because if he's going to start thinking, okay, who am I shechting it for? Yeah, for Yankel. And he'll make a mistake. Oh no, it wasn't for Yankel, it was for Baruch. So we're going to run into problems. So it's best just shecht plain. And the Tanai Bezen automatically says, whatever you shecht it for, it's for these six things. Now, according to this, where I'm not scared, he's going to mix up the wrong person, but that is L'shem Hashem, L'shem the fire in the Mizbeach, to create the aroma, to anachas ruach for Hashem, over there, b'vadai, the kohen should be mechaven in them, l'chatchila, k'din Torah. There you can't make a mistake. But in regard to for who you're shechting it for, or for which carbon it is, just better off don't think anything, think stam, and therefore the takanas chachamim automatically takes over and says it goes for the right person. All right, there's different shatim in the Mishnah, but We'll leave it for that. So quickly, chazering over. Carbon should be shechted for six things. Make sure if it's an oiler, it's l'shem oiler, if it's a shlam, l'shem shlamim, that it's for the right person who's bringing it, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the condition the Amram should be burnt on the Mizbeach, to create the aroma when you're makter it. Don't roast it outside of the Mizbeach. L'shem Nechayach, for a Nachas Ruach, for a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is every mitzvah was supposed to do it for that. In the case of a Chatas and a Asham, it has to be l'shem the particular chait that it's coming to be a Mechaper. Rabbi Yossi added, even if you weren't mechaven beferish, the Tanai Bezin comes into place and sends it in the right direction. As a matter of fact, the way the Batanur explains it, the Tanai Bezin says more, would rather you not mechaven, l'shame the person, because then you may wind up getting the wrong person. And if you have the wrong machshav, it passes it. So better just think stam, and automatic Tanai Bezin takes over and says it's for that person, the person you're bringing the carbon for. The Rambam learns the Mishnah differently. According to the Rambam, the Tanakhama holds that in addition to the person doing the Avodah, the owner of the carbon has to have these machshavis. And on that, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, no. Even if the Bala carbon didn't have these kavanas, the main thing is that the person who's doing the Avodah, he has the right kavan. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat of the Mishnah. And again, this is one of those things, where the Shem Yisbruch, you'll get older, you learn the Sugya Sagamara, you'll understand the full depth of these words.